Local news, local issues, local talk. This is the KUMA Coffee Hour on News Radio FM 96.5, 1290 KUMA.
Thanks for joining us on this Thursday edition of the KUMA Coffee Hour. Coming up, my conversation this morning with Cindy Timmons, Umatilla County Commissioner. We're going to take a moment to get to know her and hear a little bit more about the Umatilla County Board of Commissioners. All that and more coming up right after these words.
Need a ride? The City of Pendleton has you covered. Did you know the Dial-A-Ride Transit van service in Pendleton runs 7 days a week? To arrange your next day ride with Dial-A-Ride, call Elite Taxi Monday through Friday from 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. at 541-276-6476. This service runs within the City of Pendleton and the urban growth boundary, and cost is only $1 per ride. For daily schedules and other transit service the city provides, go to City of Pendleton's website at pendleton.or.us/transportation.
Let's get back to more live and local news from the KUMA Coffee Hour on News Radio FM 96.5, 1290 KUMA.
Well, good morning and thanks for joining us. This is the KUMA Coffee Hour. Dan Chespin, your host, and joining me in studio this morning is Cindy Timmons, Umatilla County Commissioner. And Cindy, thanks for joining us this morning.
Thank you for having me. I've been looking forward to our visit today.
Well, let's just begin. First of all, tell us a little bit about yourself.
Well, I was actually born at the old St. Anthony's Hospital here in Pendleton, raised on a farm between Milton Freewater and Yuma Pine, and I'm the mother of three and the grandmother of one. I've been married to my husband for over 40 years. We just celebrated our 41st wedding anniversary this last year. And I'm a co-owner of Marv's Glass Shop in Milton Freewater. I hold an MBA, and I feel like a lot of viewers or a lot of listeners probably already know a lot about me because I spent the last 2 years campaigning across Umatilla County, and I've lived here. I'm the fourth generation of our family to live here, so a lot of folks I already know, but that's kind of the basis of my background.
All right. And then as far as some of your interests and hobbies?
I love being a mother, love being a grandmother, very involved in our community and lots of organizations. I sit on a lot of boards across Umatilla County, so that keeps me busy. And then I enjoy gardening and taking vacations and, just that kind of thing.
All right. Well, what made you decide to run for county commissioner?
That is an easy answer. Equal representation across the county. And, you know, Dan, what really surprised me once I decided to run, started visiting with others across the county, people agreed in Hermiston and Pendleton area both. They agreed that equal representation was important. And the north end of the county, we have a huge county, 3,200 square miles. And so we had John that was sitting in Pendleton, Dan was in Hermiston, and we just needed some representation on that north end of the county. So that's the reason I decided to run.
Well, and as I have told many people on this program, you know, there's a lot going on the north end of the county as well.
There is.
And glad to see representation from the areas that you mentioned. What are some of the issues in the county that are of the greatest interest to you?
I think that's funny because my liaison departments that I have been given really speak to my interest. And cooperative extension is one. Huge supporter of extension work, not only the 4-H program, which I was involved in as a kid, and then my kids and my grandson are involved in that. But, they do a lot of work with the farming community. I worked for extension for many years, and master gardeners, that's a big deal in Umatilla County. So just a wonderful program that we have, and I'm glad to be a part of that. Public health, I think that's important. I'm a liaison for that. Administrative services, and I didn't realize how many parts there were to administrative services. but I'm learning. And then developmental disabilities, which that encompasses the veterans, and that's important to me. Other interest, of course, and I campaigned heavily on this, mental health was one, elder care is another. We have folks out there, and that's no secret that those are top priority issues. I also am working with the URIS grant, and that's based on that north end of the county, and they've given out some wonderful, wonderful grant monies to projects over a long period of time, and I'm glad to be a part of that.
And what's your take on the job so far?
I've loved every minute. It's very hectic, very busy. Right now, you know, I've just been in office about a week. I was sworn in last Wednesday. And so lots of meetings with different individuals. And just like today, every 2 hours, I've got a meeting all day long, throughout the day and then this evening. So there's a lot to learn. The learning curve is straight up right now, but I've got great support from my other two commissioners and from folks at the county.
Well, that's great to hear. Well, I'm talking this morning to Umatilla County Commissioner Cindy Timmons. We're going to take a break, come back, continue our conversation, so stay with us.
Heaters, gloves, shovels, ice melt, sleds, you need it, Zimmerman & Company, True Value has it. Here's Jeff to tell you more.
We have a large variety of Easy Heat roof eave heaters. We carry ice melt. We carry a large variety of snow shovels. We have winter gloves, plenty of pipe insulation. We have numerous types of weather stripping. And for the kids, we have a wide variety of sleds of all shapes and sizes.
Open 7 days a week, Zimmerman & Company, True Value, a mainstay on Main Street for over 80 years in downtown Pendleton.
It might be a little tricky to fly in and out of Walla Walla right now with the Alaska Air flight schedule change, but if you like to sleep in and have a relaxing morning before your flight, you will love the midday flight time. You will still have good flight connections at SeaTac for wherever your journey takes you. So, purchase your ticket today at alaskaair.com, pack your bags, and enjoy your flight from the Walla Walla Regional Airport. Need a little more incentive? Free parking. Fly Walla Walla.
Now that cold weather is here, Burns Mortuary of Pendleton would like to remind you to check on elderly loved ones, friends, and neighbors. A visit and a warm drink can go a long way in making sure they are okay in these chilly days. This friendly winter reminder is brought to you by Burns Mortuary of Pendleton, helping families cope with the loss of a loved one for over 90 years.
Looking to the future and developing a plan most times is lost or set aside because of the hustle and bustle of your daily life. Michael Stratton with Stratton Insurance talks about the true versatility of today's life insurance choices.
Yeah, I mean, life insurance can be, you know, purchased for a period of time or for a lifetime. It depends on the goals of the individual. Life insurance also does not have to be purchased for personal reasons. I think a lot of times people miss the value of life insurance for a business or a farm or a ranch. And life insurance can deliver a death-free benefit to help pay transitional costs, estate costs, and taxes. There's products today that will accelerate 40 to 80% of your benefit to you. It's tax-free, in your hand, spend it any way as you want while you're still living.
Stratton Insurance, one responsible source. Follow us on Facebook, see us in Pendleton, Hermiston, LeGrand, The Dalles, and online at stratton-insurance.com.
Local news and issues that affect you. This is the KUMA Coffee Hour on News Radio FM 96.5, 1290 KUMA.
This morning with the KUMA Coffee Hour, talking this morning with Cindy Timmons, Umatilla County Commissioner. And Cindy, as the new year begins, what do you think is the most significant challenge faced by the county?
I don't think I've been on the job long enough to answer that question. And I want to say that I've had a lot of concerns come through the door, and I have an open door policy. And so a lot of people I know, of course, have come right in because they wanted to see me. But two, I've had folks come in that I did not know that had concerns. But to actually specify a specific one, I think I'm a little early on to do that. But like I said, I'm spending a lot of time just visiting with people, getting to know people, and people have concerns. So why don't you ask me next time?
Okay, we will do that. I'll mark that for next time.
All righty.
And what do you feel the county can do better?
You know, I guess I'm going to answer that in a different way. I'm going to tell you what I've seen so far. And that is, I'm just going to talk about the last week or 10 days. I've seen Amazon and Umatilla partner for a robotics program that was absolutely phenomenal. It showed the very best of a partnership and good education opportunities in Umatilla County. The mezzanine was absolutely jam-packed with community members, civic organizations, school district, and kids, just celebrating this wonderful project they've got going on. Tuesday night, I was Echo at their city council meeting. They're getting infrastructure taken care of. Pendleton, we went to the rollout for the new sports complex. Hermiston has their new Heroes project going on. Went to the opening of the new Hermiston City Hall, wonderful public health office in the bottom of that building. Monday night, I was at the city council meeting in Milton Freewater, and they just finished a parks and recreation plan, master plan, good community support there. And they've got projects from infants to seniors. So what can Umatilla County do better? They're doing great things right now, especially post-COVID. And, you know, people are just quietly getting things done. I visited with a gentleman yesterday, Ryan, from Business Oregon, and he brought in a list of things. Almost every community in Umatilla County had something going on. And, you know, it really emphasized the fact that there's a lot of great things happening in Umatilla County that we just never hear about.
Well, and I hope and I appreciate you sharing that. You know, there is a lot going on, and I just welcome you to share all of that with us in the future, as you did just now. And how do you feel about the question of having a full-time county administrator?
That was a pretty hot topic, especially during the campaign. And I'll tell you what I think about that. I will never say never, because you just can't do that. What happened, the county administrator, that was a recommendation given by the last Charter Review Committee. And what you have to do is appreciate the fact that these citizens from all walks of life in Umatilla County and all backgrounds give a lot of time and effort to review the charter. And I think as a commission, we have to very carefully take into consideration what they propose. However, a county administrator, and I've done my homework, a county administrator at this point would cost about $400,000. Now that's a total package. So if you get a qualified individual, you will pay about equal to a university president. Plus, you take 30% of those wages. Those are benefits. Plus, you have people assistance for them. So that total package is going to run you about $400,000. How you are going to sell that to the Umatilla County voter at this point, I don't see how you're going to do it. I think as an elected official, you have to be fiscally responsible. And I could not sell that to the voter at this time. I think as county commissioners, we need to roll up our sleeves and get to work. And I am so fortunate that I have two individuals on that team, Dan and John, who have the same work ethic as I do. And it's second to none. They really raise the bar, and I appreciate being associated with that. And so at this point, absolutely not. I do not think we need a county administrator.
All right. Well, I'm talking this morning with Cindy Timmons, Umatilla County Commissioner. We're going to take another break. Back with more after this.
It's that time of year again, and we're here to make sure you are winter ready. Hi, Scott here with Pendleton Tire and Auto, your hometown headquarters for winter driving. Nelke and Mitchell and BF Goodrich, Falkland and Hankook, we have your winter tire needs covered. Our shop is ready to ensure your vehicle is ready for the snow and freezing temperatures. Batteries, brakes, heating, wipers, shocks, and charging systems. Stop by for a free inspection, and we'll be sure you're safe out there on the winter roads. Please always be sure your windows are free of ice and snow. Slow down and arrive safe. Pendleton Tire and Auto, Eastgate Pendleton, 276-2774.
Heritage Station Museum is closed for the season, but you can still support the Umatilla County Historical Society in many ways. Shop at the Community Thrift Shop on Court Street, where all proceeds benefit UCHS. Or visit heritagestationmuseum.org, and you can become a member, even make a donation right through the website. Follow Heritage Station Museum on Facebook and Instagram for the spring opening date and for upcoming events. Heritage Station Museum, telling the story.
We must fight fog.
Fight the what?
Fat oil and grease, fog, need to stay out of our drains.
Why?
Fog down the drain can build up over time, cause expensive sewer backup to your home or natural water line, and you're responsible for the expense.
Oh, so fight the fog.
Yes. Always pour a cooled fog in the garbage, absorb excess with paper towels, and have sink strainers to catch the remaining food waste. This message brought to you by the City of Pendleton.
Local news, local issues, from the area's only live and local morning show. This is the KUMA Coffee Hour on News Radio FM 96.5, 1290 KUMA.
Back this morning on a Thursday with Umatilla County Commissioner Cindy Timmons. And Cindy, you're a resident of the Milton Freewater area. Do you think the county needs to have a higher profile in that city like it does in Pendleton and Hermiston?
Yes and no. There's a lot of services in Milton Freewater I don't think that people know about, and I have been learning about them, especially as I've become commissioner. Some things happening. I had a great visit with Dan Lunai, who is the head of our administrative services. Actually, I'm starting to keep office hours in Milton Freewater on Tuesdays and Fridays. And so, once again, open door policy, come on in. And just learning more about what people on that north end of the county, their concerns, a little bit about services available. And like I said, I spent the morning visiting with Dan, kind of went over the things that were available in Milton Freewater, some things I did not know. And there are some areas that we are removed from the county, and so we need to probably up those services a little bit. Anyway, just things that we're looking at. One of the things that I want to do as Umatilla County Commissioner that they're doing on the west end of the county, I've actually went to a couple of their meetings. They have a mayor and manager committee, for use of a better word. Anyway, on the west end, they're kind of an informal committee from what I understand. They've been in business about 10 years now, get together once a month. They have done wonderful things on that west end. And I think that is something we could certainly do on the east end, incorporate everybody from Pendleton North and just form that association to see what we can do to help help businesses, help towns on that east end, and have the same advantages that the west end of the county has enjoyed from their mayors and managers group.
Well, yeah, and observing that side of the county that you just mentioned, you know, there is a lot going on. You've seen a lot of new businesses come to Milton Freewater. Mm-hmm. You've seen housing in Milton Freewater as well as Athena. And it seems like those areas, maybe not so much as the west side as far as the rate of growth, but that side of the county is growing as well.
It is. And it's, like you said, housing, 27 new homes in Athena. That is wonderful. Even Adams has got a new housing development going in. People, you know, the east side of the county, we're different. We're agriculture. We're very rural. We have wonderful things that you can't find anywhere else in Umatilla County. Of course, the wine industry has really changed the face of that north end of the county. But we also, you know, agriculture is huge. And so we've got things that we can do to make sure that our end of the county gets those services that, you know, I mean, we're as deserving as anybody else in the county, but we're also unique and we want to keep that.
Do you think that there might be in the near future, possibly a challenge with, you know, letting people come in and develop housing, but also maintain that agricultural space as well?
Probably. I mean, you know, we have, like you said, we have new housing going in Milton Freewater as you come down into Milton Freewater. And that's been a long time coming. And of course, the views are beautiful. And we have that rich agriculture that, like I said, I'm the fourth generation. I grew up on a farm. I appreciate agricultural lifestyle. And I think that we want to hang on to that. That small town living, that small town community, there's nothing quite like it. And we want to keep that, but still embrace new things. You know, we want to keep abreast of things that are happening. And so that's important, but it's also important that Milton Freewater gets those services that we need. I'll tell you, Dan, one of the reasons that I ran too is I lost my parents not too long ago. And when I went to get services for them, elder care services, that we couldn't do it. And we were only 7 miles from the county line, from the state line. But because we sat in Oregon, Washington services weren't available to people on our end of the county. When I actually called Pendleton and checked in with some of those folks to see if we couldn't get services up in our end of the county, no, they would come as far, maybe Athena, and that was it. So we're just this little island up there that we couldn't receive those services. And we're taxpayers. We deserve that too. And I'm not, since both of my parents have both passed away, I've heard from others, you know, on that north end of the area, on that north end of the county, that are sitting in the same boat that we were, that services were not available for their seniors and or their elderly. And that's wrong. We need to make sure that everybody has equal service.
And what were some of the reasonings behind that? Did you ever, were you ever told, hey, we're not able to serve this area because of whatever?
Mm-mm, no. And mainly elder care, as far as caregivers, you know, we ended up going with private caregivers, which a lot of people do. But, and don't get me wrong, I sit on the CAPCO board. They do a wonderful job. They really do. But, you know, there's certain services that we all deserve. And so that's one of the reasons I decided to run for Umatilla County Commissioner, is just because I think that equal for all across the county. Same with Ukiah. You know, Ukiah sits out there by themselves also. They have a wonderful community. They have that every advantage of small town, but they too have had some challenges that need to be addressed.
Well, I appreciate that. Well, Cindy, you are a journalist. How do you think that experience can help you as commissioner?
I laugh when you say journalist because I don't think of myself as a journalist, but I have been writing for many years. And this is a two-prong answer. One is, as a journalist, which you know this too, you have to do a lot of research. And so being able to not only do personal interest stories, but also trending topics has given me the advantage of having to do some research on some of the items that are newsworthy today. And so that has been an advantage. Another, when I was campaigning, everywhere I went, people asked me, will you continue to write George's articles? And I'm sure you've got them here, but George Murdoch, the commissioner that I replaced, he wrote an article once a week. I think View from the County is what it was called. And it not only got sent out to various individuals as far as towns and that kind of thing, but also he put an article in the Valley Herald. Well, everywhere I went, people wanted to know if I was going to continue writing that, because people felt like they had an inside take on what was going on in the county. And of course, George has a wonderful writing style, which is a little bit different than I write. And I even had people outside of Umatilla County ask me if I was going to continue to write that. And I told people I would. I've talked to George. We're going to sit down and kind of talk about, you know, how he put it together. Of course, I write just a little bit differently than he does, like I said. But yes, that's certainly something I'm going to do, just because people want to know what's going on in the county. And I think that's important. And so getting the word out, letting people know what's happening, that's my goal.
And I wanted to ask before we end our conversation this morning, now that you're, in the Board of Commissioners, was there any misconceptions you had going into this, and now that you're in, that kind of surprised you, like, oh?
No. I was fortunate to know both Dan and John before I was elected as county commissioner. They've been wonderful. And both in different ways. They've just, you know, do a little guiding. You need to be here. You need to do this. And so that's been great. The one thing, I guess, when you sit down at a conference table and you're the only woman in the room, that surprised me a little bit. I've had that happen a couple of times, but I want to say that people that work for the county are wonderful, probably their best asset.
All right. Well, I thank you for joining us this morning, Cindy Timmons, Umatilla County Commissioner. Great to get to know more about you this morning and hear your plans now that you're with the Board of Commissioners. And I know we'll talk to you again. Thanks for joining us this morning.
Thank you, Dan. Thanks for having me.
All right. That's going to do it for this edition of the KUMA Coffee Hour. Everybody have a terrific Thursday. We'll be back again tomorrow.
For local news, sports, and weather. News Radio, FM 96.5, 1290 KUMA, Pendleton.